Now remember, faith is not positive thinking. Faith is believing God. So I can exercise positive thinking and say God's going to give me a Rolls Royce. No, He's not going to give me a Rolls Royce. That's positive thinking. But believing the promise is God will supply my need. That's the promise. Okay, Romans 12. And let's read from verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. That's just reasonable. Once you see, by presenting your body a living sacrifice is, remember Paul said, that's where sin dwells. You deny the body its cravings, its sinful cravings. That's sacrifice. And he calls it a living sacrifice because that thing is going to be sacrificed till the day the body dies. Cravings will always be there. You always have issues. You're going to fight against it till the day you die. Verse 2. And this is a very important verse. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, that's why I said you cannot change your life unless you change the way you think. Change begins in the mind, the way you think. So you can either conform or be transformed. Things to think about, right? That's a good verse to meditate on. That you may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God. I mean, there's a whole day summarized in one verse. Do not be conformed to the world. Don't think like the world. Don't live like the world. Think differently. Be transformed in the way you think, and then you'll discover the will of God. You'll find the will of God when you think differently. Stop here because we go on and on. questions? Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and now watch, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Implanted. Soul. Your soul, your mind. You plant the word in your mind. It will save your mind. Think about it. Put the word in your mind. How do you do it? You memorize. You meditate on it. You think about it. Just as David did there in Psalm 1. Now here's the practical side. Verse 22. But be doers of the word of God, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So if you hear the word of God, but you don't do the word of God, you deceive yourself. There's a lot of self-deception in Christianity. It's a disease. it's a pandemic. In Christianity, there's a lot of self-deception. We deceive ourselves. So the Bible says, love your neighbor, but I hate my neighbor. What am I doing? I'm deceiving myself. I'm not a doer of the word. Let's go on. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. And that's what the word of God is. It's a mirror. You look into it and you see yourself. You begin to notice your shortcomings and things you need to attend to still. For he observes himself goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, that's the Bible, that's the Word of God, it always sets us free, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. And that's where the word becomes work. This one will be blessed in what he does, just like we saw in Psalm 1. Can you see God's will to bless us? He's giving us all the tips of how to get there. Isaiah 55. We're doing a back and forth here today. Isaiah 55. You let me loose, that's what happens. Isaiah 55.
Is that the one you told us to read to the Jewish lady?
No, that's 53.
53.
So, what was in that picture?
We'll get there.
We'll get there, he said.
Isaiah 55. And read from verse 6. And this is the very first verse I ever memorized. Because we were taught to memorize scripture in public school. And that's where I learned this verse. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Now we're going to look at vocabulary again. His way. The wicked forsake his way. What is way? It's lifestyle. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts. So now we're connecting things here. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That's God. So there are two things here. Thoughts and ways. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So, you cannot walk in the ways of God with the thoughts of the wicked. You've got to change the way you think. God says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways. And that's our dilemma as people. We don't think like God. That's why we have all these issues. We don't think like God. Our minds are corrupted. The world shaped the way we think, not the Word of God. The world did. So we already corrupted in our minds. Now we need to renew our minds, as we read there in Romans 12. And here comes the solution. Verse 10. For as the rain comes down and snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it forth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Look at 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. See, we just read there in 1 John that you need to find the will of God. God says, my word will not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I please. What is it what pleases God? His will. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Your promise is sealed. We need to change the way we think. We need to take the word of God, say, I want to walk in your ways, God. And to do that, I need to adapt your thoughts Where are the thoughts of God? It's in the word that you just said here in verse 10 and 11. It's my word. It is like rain that comes down and causes fruit to come out of the earth. There's fruit there. And so, and it will not return to me void, it shall accomplish that thing for which it was sent. It shall accomplish it. So I say, thank you, God. That's why we pray with thanksgiving. God's word will accomplish what he said.
Okay.